Well, let's talk about this remarkable film. My goodness, I watched this a week or so ago, Bridging Divides, Sharing Heartbeats, and it is so powerful and comes at such an important time, I think, in America when we feel like we're more divided than ever before, but you've found a way to show us that there are all kinds of people working together, finding common ground.
Yes, thank you.
What inspired you to travel the world to tell this story?
Well, I've been very, very depressed listening and watching the news. Leaders from all over the world are spreading lies, hatred, meanness, misinformation, and it's a very divisive world right now. And then coincidentally, I read a story about the Fandango Fronterizo, Jorge Castillo. He started a group bringing Americans and Mexicans together at the wall, at the border wall, and they sing and dance. They used to sing and dance on the celebration at Friendship Park, but the wall went up and they could no longer do that. So the Mexicans sing on the Mexican side and the Americans sing on the American side, but they have such a wonderful time, and like one person said, the wall's there, but we don't see it when we're singing.
It's such a different view. You know, what we see and hear about the border is completely different than this, and people who clearly have an appreciation for each other, and also the power of music and community to bring people together.
Absolutely, and such a beautiful celebration, and I interviewed lots of people on both sides. And one guy said something about, we don't even know there's a wall there. We don't know we're Mexican. We don't know we're American. We just sing and dance, you know. So after I saw that group, I was just so inspired. And so I decided, I wasn't sure where it was going, but I decided to do research to see if there were other groups trying to bridge divides. And I actually found hundreds and hundreds of them. So that's when I decided to make a film showing how groups of people can come together by sharing activities, you know, such as music, sports, dialogue, despite any differences they have. And they always conclude that human beings are more alike than different. So that's what started the film.
Well, and if we want to change the world, it helps if we start with the young people. And the peace players in Northern Ireland do such a phenomenal job. And I love the story of how they use basketball, not just as a means to get kids together, but to begin dialogue and conversation and ultimately understanding.
Absolutely. And, you know, all the groups, whether they're connected by sports or singing, whatever, they all have dialogue. And it's very important because they come from different places. Like one girl in the film never met a Catholic girl before. She's Protestant. And when they met, you know, they didn't know what to do. But then they had each other over at their homes, and they realized their family lives are exactly the same. And then they discussed the previous problems in Ireland, and they became best friends.
We're talking with Susan Polis-Schutz about her new film, Bridging Divides, Sharing Heartbeats. It will premiere on World April 17th at 9 p.m., and you can watch it on the stations of Maine Public Television here in Maine. I was also so impressed with the story of the Sisterhood of Salaam Shalom and these women from different faiths who have found common ground together.
Well, you really did watch it. Thank you. Yes, they are just wonderful. And in fact, if they had a group here, I would join it. It's Muslims and Jewish women come together about once a month, and they have dinner. They each bring foods, and mainly ethnic foods, actually, to share. And they've gone through a lot. And again, if you don't mind, because what they said is better than anything I say, one woman said, you can overcome misinformation, discrimination, and bigotry by forming relationships, breaking bread together, and sharing life stories and understanding each other's cultures and religions. It's a beautiful group of women.
Given what's going on in the Middle East, it made the story of the Jerusalem Youth Chorus even more powerful, and what they're doing together to, again, have the opportunity to begin a dialogue and establish some understanding, even though there are profound differences.
And, you know, that's the most interesting group I interviewed because of the situation. Now, I interviewed them before this war, but, of course, they're always at war. And what makes it so amazing is right this moment they're touring. They're still meeting despite the war, despite the devastation. They're in, they're going to Washington and Boston. And I spoke to Micah Hendler, who is the founder, and he said nobody quit and everybody's even more interested in meeting and talking to each other and singing, because they, as one of the people said, music is the solution that we should use more and more in life because it brings us together. And this is Amir, who is actually the president of the organization, and he said it's a message to Jerusalem where the model is working. Our existence is a big hope for the future. It's just amazing. We interviewed them. We weren't there, but when we interviewed them one day, they had to go into the bomb shelter to continue their practicing. It's amazing.
And we saw the power of music again in Chicago with Uniting Voices Chicago, the Chicago Children's Choir, and I love that event when all of the choirs come together for what they call Paint the Town Red, and one of the participants talked about the ripple effect, and that's ultimately what all of these groups are building, spreading that understanding forward beyond their own core group.
Absolutely. 5,000 students in Chicago choirs, and again, they meet kids from different parts of Chicago. They all come together, and they accept each other because they love singing, and they become friends with each other, and they go to each other's homes, and that helps bridge the divide.
And who would have imagined, Susan, that Omaha, Nebraska would be a place where a plot of land would be a place of, well, common ground, as three different religious groups got together, built places of worship, and an interfaith center?
That's right. They are on the same campus, and one person in my film, the husband, goes to the mosque, and the woman, the wife, goes to the church. My favorite quote from that is a woman has two children, and she mentions, and they eat together. They have these big dinners, and they socialize together. They don't just go to church. And she said, both of my children are so different from each other. You accept your children that are different, so the same thing. Accept other people as who they are. So they all respect each other. They don't try to change each other. They have their own beliefs, but they are all friends. They meet together. They go to each other's different places of worship.
Yeah, it's a reminder to me watching this film that all of us can do this. We can all help bridge divides, and we can't rely on our leaders to do this, regardless of political stripe. And so what did you find was the common ground? What did all of these people have in common that helped them find ways to bridge divides?
That's a good question. Probably just wanting to engage with people different than themselves. They heard their parents being prejudiced, and they didn't know why. And so when they joined these groups, they met people from different cultures, different religions, different beliefs. Jerusalem Choir, people at war, and they realized that they're all people with more things in common than differences. And I want the movie to inspire people to form their own groups. And I want to bring attention to the work that they're doing in order to make significant changes in our society. And I'm hoping it'll motivate more people to seek ways of bridging divides, because we can't continue like this. I want to live in the world that these people are trying to create, not the world we're currently living in.
Mm. Well, did anything surprise you in the making of the film?
Well, you know, I've always known that people are all one. We have the same needs. We want love. We want peace. We want family. We want to be able to support our families. So I've always known that, but never thought about it with people from such different backgrounds, I mean, getting together. But I knew that if they did get together, they would realize they're so similar. I think maybe the only thing that surprised me might be the Jerusalem Youth Choir, because of the tragedy and the deaths involved, and that they could be strong enough to overcome that and still want to meet their enemies in a way, you know. So I guess that would be the only one that is surprising and probably most beautiful of all the groups.
Now, I have to ask you, Susan, you've been so successful as a poet, as an entrepreneur. Blue Mountain Arts has been such a successful greeting card company. What inspired you to take your art in a different direction with the making of these terrific films you've done through the years?
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, as you know, I've written poetry my whole life, and mainly they're about friendship, love, and peace. And we wanted people to better understand their feelings. People have a hard time expressing their feelings. And also, I wrote to understand my own feelings. So many years later, I think it was in 2007, I started to make films as a visual extension of what I've been doing throughout my career, helping to create human understanding. And I've made 9 of them, but my first one was called Anyone and Everyone, and that inspired me to go into filmmaking. And it was showing how parents felt when they found out that their kids were gay, and how the kids felt when they told their families. What inspired me to do that was my own son was gay and came out, and we were fine with it, but I also knew a lot of families that were not fine with it. So I wanted to understand that situation better, and I started to interview people from all over the country, Mormons and very religious people, Indian Americans, Chinese Americans, how they felt when the kids came out and how the kids felt when they came out. And I learned a lot. And also I learned that the people changed, even from the beginning of the film when I first interviewed them to later on when I interviewed them months later after they got accustomed to the fact that their kids were gay. So that's what got me into filmmaking.
Speaking of your son, you've got to be a pretty proud mama. He has done quite well for himself.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I have to tell you, Susan, I found the movie so powerful, so inspiring. I sat there with tears in my eyes through the whole thing, hearing these stories of regular average people who are making a difference in the world. And it's a reminder that that's something we can all do.
That's absolutely right. We really all can do, and we have to do.
Well, watch for the film again. April 17th is the premiere, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Maine Public Television on World. You will love it. You will be inspired by it as well. Bridging Divides, Sharing Heartbeats. Susan, wonderful to talk with you. Thanks for all
Thank
the great
you
work
so much.
You're doing and for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. By the way, it's also being streamed on PBS as of today. So if it's not in people's areas, they can always stream it there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.